Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, March 7th, 2026. Well, folks, the day begins with a moon in Swati, a nakshatra in the cardinal air sign of Libra. Swati is symbolized by a teardrop, tears of sorrow, tears of joy, and sweat. Now, the moon here has the quality of a restless wind. If you know any moon Libra types, they often go back and forth over decision, be it big or small. Call for research, call for advice, blah, 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 blah. Some call it overthinking, some call it a search for perfection. But it's usually that it's just hard to make up their minds and stick to it. Be that as it may, once the mind settles down, moon Libra energy seeks peace, fairness, justice, balance, harmony. That's pretty good. Now, Libra is a Venus-ruled sign, and Librans are creative. Whether it's the colors they use to paint a bedroom or a plein air painting, making poetry or planning a party, they have the energy to do it too. They are not just talkers like some signs in the zodiac. They are doers because cardinal signs have energy. Now, today's Libra moon energy is amped up with a benefic trine from four planets in Aquarius, the fixed air sign. See, air to air is a trine. That creates an easy energy flow. Now, sometimes too easy. This trine lights up the moon with a mojo of Mars, Sun, and Mercury. Let's hope it brings out the best of the moon Libra energies today. Now, one aspect that's coming in the days ahead is a Mars conjunction with Rahu, the demon shadow planet. Mars and Rahu together can be like fire and gasoline. Rahu is compulsive and obsessive and doesn't listen to anybody. And Mars, well, when it touches Mars, things can go boom. They join one another on the Ides of March, March 13th and 14th. We'll see what happens, but there could be some high Martian drama. Now, on to Mercury. Mercury, the planet of communication, transactions, and thinking, has been retrograde since February 26. So it's not been easy, has it? Travel is encumbered by snowstorms, computers go haywire, misunderstandings abound. It's no big deal. Mercury just wants you to slow down and pay attention to the details of what you say, put down on paper, the contracts you're about to sign, and stuff like that. So pay attention to communication, and for communications coming at you, check that too. Plus, back up your computer and check your bank balances. Be careful of spam phishing for your personal information. Seriously, liars, grifters, and con men love Mercury retrograde because they can get away with stuff, at least for a while. Speaking of con men, Venus, a planet of love, is crossing paths with Neptune. This can go a couple of different ways. It can make love soar to new heights, you know, bells ringing and the most romantic of romantic feelings, proposals of love after seconds together. But is it real or is it a fantasy? Or more like a temporary form of insanity? You know, people talk about falling in love. Why do you think they use the word fall? Anyway, Neptune is all about dreams, ideals, fantasy, and also escape. So it could make for an amazing weekend of romance. Now, luckily, Saturn, the planet of reality, is nearby. So this could help keep a check on your heartthrob or make sure that your surrender is worthwhile. Now, Venus, Neptune, Saturn is a great energy for spiritual work. You know, healing a broken heart, focusing on making plans for the future, meditation, stuff like that. Finally, we are a day out from an amazing full moon in the Aquarius-Leo axis. Full moons illuminate the steamy gullies of the soul trees, seal something important in one's evolution. Well, keep an eye on that. The tides will be high and so will emotions. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. Or as your mother probably told you, stick to the facts. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at weru.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.